You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Friday, the 10th of March. We've got snowfall in the Northeast, but I assure you, that is not the case in Arizona, where the world champion Cubs currently reside for spring training. There on the scene as well is Kerry Muscat, our Cubs reporter. And Kerry, we thank you for the time on this Friday. And yesterday, announced that Chris Bryant made a little bit of history, signing a record deal for a second-year player at $1.05 million. And it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, that Mr. Bryant has done just about everything you can do in a player's first 2 years, Rookie of the Year, MVP, and a world title. And Kerry, when you kind of look down the road a little bit, could this deal now have any sort of implications whatsoever, you know, in coming years when Bryant and the Cubs are going to inevitably get together to try to secure a multi-year contract to keep him in Chicago?
I guess the way I see this deal is not just rewarding Chris for what he did in 2016, but it, and I don't know if the Cubs really looked at it this way, but it's almost kind of making up for the fact that they had kept him in the minors in 2015, and there was a lot of brouhaha about that, you know, that how come they didn't promote him right away, why isn't he up here, you know, that kind of thing. It could be somehow making up for that. And the other thing is, the guy deserves it. So it's I don't think there's any argument there. His agent, again, is still Scott Boras, and we all know that Scott Boras likes to do the best for his clients, so I don't see any sweetheart deals between the two.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Whenever the name Scott Boras is entered into the mix, it can cause some anxiety on both sides, but like you said, he gets every dollar possible for his clients, as he should. And every dollar coming Chris's way is well-deserved because, as you said, he has done just about everything a player can do in his first 2 years in the major leagues. Again, Rookie of the Year, MVP, and a world title. So a nice little payday for Chris Bryant here as we continue the countdown towards opening day of 2017. And, Kerry, on the field, this is a few days old now, but something worth mentioning. Jason Hayward began spring training 0-for-15, and, you know, we've talked before that, you know, you take everything numbers-wise, good or bad, with a grain of salt because it is spring training. But as Jason himself said, 0-for-15 bothers you no matter what, whether it's March, you know, or July, or especially October. He snapped out of it with a home run, had to feel good. He also got a big RBI double in that same game, if memory does serve. And, you know, I'll confess that I have not yet seen a Cubs game this spring. But when you look at Jason Hayward right now, is there a stark difference from his batting stance, you know, from last season? Or are the changes he made more mechanical in nature, where it's maybe not evident right away to the naked eye?
No, I think anybody that watches Jason this year will notice the difference. His hands are lower, a little bit different in terms of his stance. The most obvious thing is where his hands are, and it's a matter of getting him in a little better timing motion. And as much as the fans enjoy the home run, he was happier that he hit a double off of a left-hander and with two outs, and that made him much more excited to see that he could do something like that. The way I describe him this year is that he's a more offensive look. Last year he seemed defensive, where he was just kind of like a death grip on the bat and clutch, and just not able to swing as freely. The timing is much better, the feel, and just talking to him, you can just tell that he's more relaxed. And that really, a lot of this game, as everyone knows, is mental, you know, and that's got to be a huge factor for him to see all this hard work pay off.
Yeah, it's he's had great results recently, especially that one game, like you said, with the home run and, more importantly, the double off the lefty. And, Kerry, it seems that, you know, even throughout all of his struggles, not only has Jason kind of held his head high, but Joe Maddon, too, has never wavered in his confidence in Jason Hayward. And is that, you know, kind of elaborate on that it seems that whereas it would be easy for a manager to get down on a player, it seems like Joe Maddon all throughout has said, you know what, it's only a matter of time before he gets out of this thing, and it seems like that faith is being rewarded.
Well, I think Joe is the type of guy, he's never going to come out publicly and rip a player. In the years I've covered him, he's never done that. The other thing is, for all the fans that thought, well, you know, why is he out there? Why is Hayward out there in the field? The guy won his fourth Gold Glove. I mean, he's, you know, man's a big believer in defense. That's the reason that the new T-shirts they have this year say D Pete. D as in defense, Pete. Hmm. You know, they're really emphasizing the defense because they feel that had a lot to do with how successful they were last year.
Yeah, no question. And like you said, his defense is, you know, head and shoulders above so many other players in the game. And if the offense can begin to come around and he can resemble the player that he was in his pre-Cub days, then look out. And the sky is the limit, of course, for Jason Hayward. So certainly some positive signs here in the first week or two of spring training. And Kerry, switching gears here a little bit, want to get your thoughts on the World Baseball Classic in terms of just how invested the Cubs are in the tournament. You know, I talked to reporters from other teams, and, you know, some of the teams, they have the games on in the clubhouse, and they're really following along. Is that the case with the Cubs? Are they tracking, you know, teammates like Javier Baez, obviously? Are they following their native countries? Or is it kind of out of sight, out of mind right now, where if they're not participating in the Classic, that they're really, you know, kind of focusing on the task at hand with Cubs spring training? I guess, you know, what is the attitude of the Cubs right now towards the World Baseball Classic?
It's hard to tell that the Cubs, I don't think the Cubs had the games on TV only because I think they've been night games most of the time and the guys are done. What was cool for a lot of the Cubs fans was to see John Andreoli, who is a prospect, and he's playing for Team Italy. He hit a home run and he hit a walk-off hit to give them the win over Mexico. So that was pretty exciting. And I know that Madden had some comments in Peoria today about how pumped he was for Andreoli, who has an outside shot as making the team as a reserve player. Javi Baez, it's been fun to talk to Javi. Javi Baez has been looking forward to this so much because he wanted to be matched up with Francisco Lindor in the middle of the infield. And that, I'm sure a lot of people, once Puerto Rico gets going, you know, Javi Baez will be the guy that they'll be keeping an eye on as we speak. They're going to play Venezuela today, so that should be fun. Anthony Rizzo, I was talking to the Italy manager. He's a good friend with Rizzo's. They got together actually in Italy when Rizzo was over there on vacation after Rizzo had played on Team Italy in 2013. And right after the World Series ended, just a couple weeks, the Italian manager told me that he got an email from Rizzo saying he just, because the season had gone so long, he just couldn't commit to the Italy team again for this year. So the manager understood, but he was a little crushed. So the cool thing was when the Cubs and Team Italy played an exhibition game, Rizzo and the Italian manager exchanged lineup cards, and Rizzo, they gave each other a big hug. And of course, the Italian manager joked with them. He said, "You know, you don't love me no more." But they're good friends, and that's encouraging. So I think it's they're keeping an eye on their guys. But like I say, with the games at night, I'm not sure how many are watching.
Yeah, that can be
tough. I'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely can be tricky with the schedule. And I was covering that Italy-Mexico game on Thursday night. And, I mean, what an incredible comeback. Italy trailing 9-5, entering the bottom of the ninth. They send seven guys to the plate. Every one of them reached base. Mexico did not get a single out in that frame. And as you said, John Andreoli, the Cubs prospect, both homered and had the walk-off two-run single. Incredible comeback, which I'm sure made Mr. Rizzo quite happy indeed. And, Kerry, to begin to wrap up here, very cool story on the website about 20 Cubs fans who are going to have the thrill of a lifetime on April 12th as they're going to get to distribute 2016 World Series championship rings at Wrigley Field. And this was a contest that the Cubs had through Twitter, over 1,500 video submissions through Twitter. Tell us about some of the winners that were chosen and why they were chosen as winners and some of the content that they had in their videos. I'm sure it definitely stood out.
Well, to be honest, I haven't looked at all the videos. I just looked at a couple of them, but it was just really interesting to me to see that the age bracket was between, you know, 13 and 90. There's a young woman with spina bifida who's playing baseball for her Cubs team. There's a couple teachers that have Cubs-themed classrooms. There's a grandfather who's been hanging on to a 1984 bottle of champagne for his championship toast. And And then also, I'm a little nervous. There's a father whose four kids have Cubs-themed names, so I guess we can live with that. It's an incredible. I'm guessing that it was very hard for them to pick 20. I mean, I'm sure that they could have used all of them. And some of the videos are great. If people go to the website Cubs.com and see some of these videos, they're still there and they're really pretty funny and very, very classy. So I give the people that did this a lot of credit.
Yeah, the creativity was off the charts. I did see some of those videos on Cubs.com, and for the fans that have yet to, I encourage you to do so. And hats off to those 20 fans, and I'm with you that it's hard to say no to the other, 1480 that were not chosen, because I'm sure they had some great submissions as well, but only 20 chosen. And to those fans, like I said, it's going to be the thrill of a lifetime coming up in just over a month from now. And Kerry, to wrap up here, the big question, I think, are you going to be ordering a pair of those very snazzy Cubs World Series championship boots, either for yourself or for somebody that you know?
No, because I know how much they cost. The guy that makes them, it's Lucchese Boots, very famous boot brand. I think John Lester is the one who asked him to come to Cubs camp. Players had a chance to see them. Joe Maddon thought that they were too pretty to wear and they should belong on a mantle. John Lackey said he was going to wear his. He, of course, ordered them. I think John Lackey probably has more cowboy boots than I've owned shoes in my life, so... But they're very nice. They're very expensive. And, when I asked the guy who made them how much they cost, he said, well, if you have to ask. And I thought, okay, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that pretty much says it all. That's going to take a few piggy banks to break open to justify the cost of those. But as you said, they're probably worth the expense. And I'm sure that there's something that will end up under a few Christmas trees, perhaps, later on this winter. Kerry Muscat, great stuff as always. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.